Okay, let's take a little quiz. Remember Sunday morning before? Oh, that's right. That was a week before. Remember I told you that we wanted to put the word, that I felt the Lord was saying, help you to put the word in your heart, to remind you to put a chapter, put a chapter in your heart. And I gave some little examples of the chapters that I have in my heart. But if I could do that every Sunday and pull some things out of a chapter, did you know by mid-September, you will have 8 chapters in your heart? Now, you'll have your own, but I just want to suggest some. And so let me ask you, just to see if you remember. I know we had no visuals up there except the word itself, but Kathy, don't put any scripture up there yet, but does anyone remember what scripture we put in our heart 2 weeks ago? What chapter was it? Come on, I told you to put it in your phone. What chapter did we put in our heart Sunday? Yeah, Gloria? Hebrews chapter what? Yep, Hebrews chapter 4. And so what I did there is I wanted you to learn just to, if you could get one chapter and pull certain things out of that chapter, in that chapter, Hebrews 4:9. Now, I brought that up again and again, but I already had that in my heart, okay? So I already had that, but so I was sharing with you so that you could get these things in. And so I rehearsed them this week, and yesterday I was ministering on the phone to a young man, kind of sounded like a new ager, and I got to use some of these things. I also used it to a young woman who was really hurting today, and I was just reminded, okay, honey, what you need to do is just rest. And a couple nights ago, you know, I'm thinking of this VBS and everything we've got going, and of course, VBS is just totally under control. That's just going to be a beautiful thing starting on Monday night. And so I'm laying there. It's about 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm not sleeping. I'm saying, Lord, what am I doing? I know what Hebrews 4:9 says. It says, enter into that rest. So now I need to come on over here out of the book of Hebrews. I just taught it. And get me some rest. So I knew where to get it. It was right there. In Hebrews, it said, there is therefore laid up a rest for the people of God. The old King James says, there remains a rest for the people of God. So get your rest right there, see? So that's in Hebrews 4. Hold that. Hold it. And then the second most important scripture was verse 12. Can you pull that up, Kathy? Just look at 4:12. Well, show them 4:9, too. Show them 4:9. If you didn't write this down in your phone or your Bible, you need to get just Hebrews 4. I'm telling you, it'll help you. It's a wonderful chapter. Did we get those notes to you girls? Okay. Look at Hebrews 4:9. There it is. There remains, therefore, a rest. Somebody say a rest for the people of God. Do we need rest? Every day. I mean to tell you, every day we're going to have to pull some rest out somewhere. All right, let's go to 4:12. Anyone remember the second thing I said before she puts it up? What else? Rest? Huh? Food. Which food, drink, that's the word. All right, Hebrews 4:12. Look at it. Look at this. We know it's there. You know it. The word of God is living. It's alive. When that's why whenever you're going through something, you can call on that word, and it just encourages you. Why? Because it's living. Word of God is living, and it's powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. The word of God is quick, it's powerful. Okay, so that word is just full of food. The Bible refers to itself as food, as water. Now leave that up for a minute, because see where it says it's quick and powerful? Let me just rehearse. Remember that Sunday I was telling you this, and I told you about the Roman guard sword? It's sharper than a two-edged sword. Their swords were sharp on both sides, and on the end it had like a corkscrew on that sword. And when they were with the enemy, they could stab the enemy right in the abdomen and pull his intestines out. Now that's historians telling that story that were alive then, all right? So you don't see that written in the Bible, but let me tell you something. Paul knew what he was talking about. Paul understood this word. To say that word is like that. It's sharper than that two-edged sword. And you know what? I was talking to somebody, I think it was today, that same person I was talking to, and man, this enemy was just trying to tear everything apart. And so when we started praying, I used a term that I'd never used, but I got it because I just refreshed this chapter 4 in me again 2 weeks ago. And so since I refreshed it, I'm using it again and again. And so I'm praying with her and said something I'd never said. It wasn't very ladylike. But I said, God, because she has this word in her that is quick and it's powerful and it's sharp, Lord, I just pray that right now in the name of Jesus, we will insert this into that devilish enemy and de-gut him. De-gut. I'd never used that word before. But in that prayer, I thought, okay, God knew what I was talking about. Just de-gut the enemy. And you know what? By the time we're done, that girl is just having perfect peace. Okay? So get that word to help you against the enemy. Okay? So number 3, you had rest. Not only do we get power, but we get food because the word is bread, because Jesus is bread, and drink. The water, remember he said, the water of the word, the water of the word. And lastly, does anyone remember the third thing? Help. Help. Where do we get that help? Same chapter. Same chapter. So powerful. Verse 16. Kathy, show us. Look at this. So, man, is this chapter loaded? And I'm just giving you 3 things out of it. So when you get a chapter in your heart, you start looking at it. Man, you can exhaust that thing. You can get so much more out of this chapter than I'm giving you. But I'm just giving you these 3 because they've always blessed me. All right, here's where you get your help. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. That's just like you going to mama's house. Where God sits on his throne. It's that throne. He said, you come to my throne. You don't have to knock. You don't have to step in. You just come in boldly. You can come in whining, crying, screaming. Come in however you want, but you come on in boldly to my throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to do what? To help. To get our help in time of need. So when we have needs, he said, you need help. You got a need. You need help. I don't care if that's with a sick child or a money issue or marriage issue, whatever it might be. Sometimes we just need plain old help. And he said, well, I'll tell you where to get it. Just come to my throne of grace. And I'll give you mercy. And then in your time of need, you'll find help. So David said basically the same thing I'm telling you. David said, I hid the word of God in my heart that I might not do what? Sin against him. So David said, I want to put this in that I won't sin against him. And I was looking at that this afternoon, and I'm thinking, okay, Lord, what we did, and when I needed this the most, I put it in me to get the peace of God. I hid this chapter in me, Melissa, so that I could have peace with it. See, Kelly, when your mama passed the way she did, that was violent. And yet, there was some kind of peace that came upon you all. I believe it was because you had been to that throne room. And it, you see, it's not the same every day with us, you know, because, you know, we're human. We're here, and then we're here, and then we're here. But as long as we keep an even keel, I don't like to see the saints that come in and they're flying on cloud 9 today, but next week they're crashing. They're not worth a flip. Okay? But they're either flying or crashing. No, we can come to a place in God. We have our ups and downs, but we can come to an even keel where we know, okay, this week wasn't as good as last week. But anyway, wonderful things when we hide the word in our heart. Let me show you one more thing before we go. Let's look over to Colossians. Colossians chapter 2. I just wrote some little definitions of these words. Colossians 4:2. I'm not Sunday, I'm seeking the Lord to see which chapter to bring. I think I'm going to. But I want you to get this that I told you again tonight in your heart. So you know now Hebrews 4 has rest. It has food or the word. And it also has help. You can get help. You know, you men, when you're working on something, Brother Robert, you go down to Weisenberger's here in Porterville or Home Depot or something. You go down there to get your help to build that thing, whatever you're building. We need help. We just go to God's throne spiritually. We don't know what to do. We go there and get our help. So let's look at Colossians 4, another 4. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. Now, Paul's talking to these people. They have found Jesus as Lord. They have gotten his grace. Now they've come into mercy. They've left the law. They've come into beautiful grace. And he's talking to Christians here. And then he goes to verse 2, chapter 4, verse 2, and he says, now he's given them some more instruction. He says, continue earnestly in prayer. Don't ever stop, church. Don't ever stop. Every day you pray. Prayer and word goes together. I mean, you're really not going to do one without the other. If you're a person of the word, you're going to pray. If you pray, you're going to be a person of the word. It's just like that. They stay together. All right. 4 and 2, continue earnestly in prayer. Be vigilant in it with thanksgiving. That's the only verse I'm going to show you because I looked up that word. The one I wanted was continue. Always continue in prayer. Okay, that problem went away. Continue praying in another form. Whether it's worship or praise or you're praying for another need, just keep on praying. Don't ever stop. Well, my boy's better now. You know, he's out of jail. Don't stop. You just go to something else. Okay? And you can pray for a few things, not just one at a time. Do you know that? Uh-huh. All right, look at this. Continue earnestly in prayer. And so I look up the word earnestly just in the Webster's. It says this. Be serious. Be serious in a serious manner. Don't be casual. And don't be flippant. Don't pray flippantly. I mean, be serious about it. I heard my little Parker saying his prayers the other night, and he ran through them so quick I didn't hear what he said. I said, now, Parker, listen. I said, I couldn't understand word you said. You prayed way too fast. He said, Mama, he said, Nana, God is smart. He knew exactly what I said. I said, I know he did, but I want you to give him respect. You don't be praying that way. You slow her down a little bit. Okay? I mean, these are lessons, folks. So we pray seriously. I mean, you know, we don't, oh, dear Heavenly Father. No, you know what I'm saying. So just don't be casual. Know that when you're talking to him, you're talking to him. Don't sit there yawning. Oh, God, my friend used to say, oh, God, I'm so tired. I won't get too spiritual on you. But I'm just saying, that's what the word earnestly means. Be earnest when you pray. Okay, continue earnestly in prayer and be vigilant. Okay, let us visit that vigilant word again. What's 1 Peter? Remember what Peter told us? Be sober. Be vigilant. Because, you got that, Kathy? 1 Peter 5:8. I love it when the word explains itself to us. Look, I love the because's. I love it. Continue earnestly. Oh, there it is. Be sober. Be vigilant. And then you want to ask why. And he says, because. I'll tell you why. Because your adversary or that enemy, the devil, he walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. That's why. He said, that's why. So be sober. Be vigilant. What's the word vigilant mean? Let me visit again for you. It just means be alert, especially in this day and hour. Be alert. The dictionary said it means open-eyed. It means awake, not woke. It means awake. And attentive. Why? Because there's a devil who hates you. In the name of Jesus. So, folks, continue to pray. Be serious in your prayers. Take time with God. And be open-eyed, be alert, be awake, be watchful. Paul said, watch and pray. Many times the word tells us to watch and pray. So I'm going to stop with that tonight. And I think we had earnest, vigilant prayer tonight. It's been good to be in the house tonight with the saints. And it's been a beautiful time with the Lord. Amen. Amen. Anyone got anyone you want to say before we go? All right, let's stand. Dee, thank you, and Isaiah, and for being here with us tonight. Listen, I'm going to tell you, these guys, and Jaleesa, and your cousin, I think, right? Your friend. These guys have worked so hard, and I want to tell you guys, please, in these next few days, it's going to be like 110 for a few days, and I know Trisha's coming in tomorrow. You guys, please be vigilant. Pay attention to your bodies. Don't get too hot. I think that's what I did on Saturday. So just be really careful, because this is really an important time for us to pay attention. Drink that water. Drink our water, Gatorade, or whatever, to refresh yourself. Well, Lord Jesus, thank you for this wonderful night, for being with us. You're so with us all the time. I hope you enjoyed us as much as we enjoyed you. Lord, I almost could feel you just smiling down on us. I believe you're with us, Lord. We know that. So, Lord, we will visit you again tonight before we go to bed. We'll probably talk to you. I will, anyway, in my car on the way home. We'll talk to you again in the morning. We'll be with you all day. And, Lord, we call our... Would you all agree with me right now on this? Lord, wherever the little ones are for this vacation Bible school, there are so many unlearned little children in our community. Lord, there's some that have scary things going on at home. Some, Lord, may be being even molested. Lord, they're living with drug parents, being abused. Who knows? Maybe even one sex trafficked that would even be here. I don't know. But Lord, you do. But this word that we're bringing night after night for 5 nights in a row, it will be powerful, it'll be sharp, it'll be quick, and it will be living. And Lord, our own children in this church that are called, and they see you every Sunday, I pray that you'll bring revival to their little hearts, bring revival to their minds and to their parents' homes. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we commit this week to you. We commit Sunday morning to you. Help us to be mindful. Help us to take it seriously, our Sunday morning service. Help us invite somebody to come with me. Somebody, I believe it was Stephen, just told me, I believe my dad's real close to coming with me to church. Why? Because he's serious about it, Lord. He believes in you. He believes in his church. He's standing up for his church. Say, I want my daddy to come with me and know what I know. So help us, Lord, to go after those so that we can show them what we know. And they can experience what we experience. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, God bless you all. I love you. And don't forget to pray for Loopy. And we'll see you Wednesday, Sunday. All right?